Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast. I have on the set with me tonight is Bishop Hamner. How are you, sir?
I am well, Mr. Jay Will. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Pretty good. So this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a legal, health, tax, or professional advice. We are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast information. You can find the Jay Will Podcast homepage on rss.com. Just type in Jay Will Podcast. It'll take you to all the podcasts that I've done with Bishop, along with other people. To donate to the podcast, please find the donate feature on the podcast homepage. And you may also do so by Cash App. That's $ Jay Will Podcast. Also follow my music page, James Williams Music, on Facebook. This podcast is brought to you by Jay Will Music Production LLC. For more information and your production needs, hit your boy up, Jay Will Music Production LLC at gmail.com. This podcast is also sponsored by Charlie's Music Factory. For all your recording and consulting needs concerning music, contact Mr. Chris Crane at Charlie's Music Factory at gmail.com. All right. Don't forget to check out the radio station on Jay Will Gospel Radio, Live 365, gospel music, 7 days a week, 24/7. I guarantee you, you're going to hear somebody you ain't never heard before. All right, me and Bishop going to dive into this thing. We had an incident here in Cincinnati, Ohio last week where we had the Nazis. Boy, I tell you what, the Nazis.
I like it.
Yeah, we had the Nazis over there in Lincoln Heights on the bridge with all them signs and stuff. And so I actually have a couple of footage before we jump in, Bishop. I'm going to play this one right here.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Kyle Linsky.
And I'm Paula Todi. We are following breaking news. Neo-Nazis bring their message to a busy spot along I-75.
Yeah, demonstrators and a banner were both spotted on an overpass between Evendale and the historically black village of Lincoln Heights. There was a swift response there. Local 12's Paige Barn has been in that area this afternoon and joins us now live with the latest. Paige.
Yeah, hey guys, the protesters have since cleared out, as well as the counter-protest. Just before 3, right behind me on this overpass, as you mentioned, there were about 13 people who were dressed in black, waving a white supremacist flag, and some of them had swastikas, as well as carrying rifles on them. Now, shortly after, a counter-protest of Lincoln Heights residents say they chased the protesters away, took the flag from the bridge, and burned it. Hamilton County Sheriff's deputies tried to disperse the residents, but they made their way to a Jeep they believed belonged to one of the white supremacists. They slashed the tires and the windows were punched out. Now, as a historically black neighborhood, residents add they will not allow hate to come in.
That's what Lincoln Heights is about. You know, you hear a lot of things, but we're a community at heart and a proud historical African-American community. So things of that nature, symbols of that nature don't stand here. You know, it said, you know, that's a symbol of hate. We're a community of pride and love.
We're working to find out if anyone was arrested. Hamilton County Sheriff's deputies were here. Evendale, Woodlawn, Redding, as well as Cincinnati Police Departments were here as well. Live in Lincoln Heights, Paige Barnes, Local 12 News.
All right, Paige, thank you for that update there. And new tonight, the Cincinnati NAACP is responding to this display. The group says, quote, "We will hold strong in our commitment to the unity and respect for all people of all ethnicities, religions, gender, age, and sexual orientation. It is well known known that people receive messages and actions in different manners. The current executive orders and actions have angered many and emboldened others. This is not normal and should not be accepted as such.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you hadn't already logged in, signed in for my music page or my YouTube page, you can see this video that I just showed. But that was over the overpass right here in Cincinnati. Bishop, what do you think about that video?
Well, video was very interesting. I'm glad that light was able to shine through darkness. And at the end of the day, light prevailed over darkness. Two things to me that really stand out is the opposition is physically and actively engaged. And I was just elated to see that the light was just as engaged. No disparaging remarks to the NAACP, but a statement is never going to rebut violence. If violence presents itself, then you too have to present yourself. We got to start meeting this energy with the same energy. Statements are not, I think, the equivalency to that energy. So that's what I really took from that. And that's what I was most encouraged about, is that we met the moment. As the moment arrived, we met it.
Yeah. You know, I was, I've been following this all week long, and the citizens of that community have been walking around, because Ohio is an open carry state. They've been walking around with their weapons and kind of patrolling their own areas, since they can't, you know, they really don't have any confidence in the police right now over that area. I mean, they let them on the bridge, for Christ's sakes, but they're patrolling their own areas. And man, to see that happening, you see a female walking down the street with an M16. There's some strange stuff going on right now.
Well, again, we have to stop writing statements. We have to stop talking. And we have to meet the intensity. We have to be able to meet the moment. And the reason why there is no Lincoln Heights police station, and you don't know this, but I spent better than 20 years living in Woodlawn. And living in Woodlawn, it is the community sister to Lincoln Heights. And when I first moved in Woodlawn in the 90s, they actually had a police station in Lincoln Heights. Corruption is what caused a Lincoln Heights police station to close down.
Wow.
And then the sheriff took over the Lincoln Heights police station and has been there patrolling ever since. But it was actually corruption in the police force that closed down the Lincoln Heights police station. And I'm glad that citizens have said, and that's all a police is. People need to understand, a police officer is no greater citizen than you. What separates a police officer from an everyday citizen is immunity. A police officer has immunity from the crimes that he might commit on behalf of its citizens. But as a citizen, it is lawful for me to make, with a gun, a citizen's arrest in Ohio. So the police officer isn't any different than us, other than a couple laws and regulations. For the most part, this young lady carrying an assault rifle in Lincoln Heights, patrolling as a neighborhood watch, at any time could make a citizen's arrest. And if we go back to Florida, and you remember Trayvon Martin, I don't want to call out the name of the other gentleman, but the reason why he was able to come out of that without any jail time was because he used the law and the standard of being a neighborhood watch. And as a neighborhood watch, he was making a citizen's arrest. And he, Florida is an open carry state. And even though it went upside down, it was not favorable for Trayvon. The reason why this gentleman was able to do it was because he simply followed the law. So this young woman patrolling now, if she would have been patrolling during the daytime and they were out there and there was an altercation, she too would have been protected by the same law. So again, the police officers aren't a whole lot different than us.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know if y'all can see my background, but I wanted to be a little controversial, and I put that up because I want to talk about this Nazi stuff. You know, throughout the history, as far as I can remember back, African Americans have always had problems with people who thought they were better than us. And I'll just put it like that. I grew up in southern Mississippi. And I can remember as a kid, when my grandmother came in, she says, "Well, we're not going to church today." And I'm like, "Well, why not?" And she said, "Because the Klan set a cross on fire in front of the church and they canceled church." I mean, I'm a young kid. I'm probably under 10 years old when this happened. But, you know, this is 2025 and we're still dealing with this buffoonery of certain classes of people. I'm not going to say, okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate here just a minute, but I'm not just going to say it's white people against black people. I'm going to say it's people against other people, period. Because right. I meet just as many black racists and Hispanic racists as I do white racists. You know?
Correct.
And so, but it's just a shame that 2025, we're still going through this boost.
Well, if we go back to the Pinta and the Santa Maria, and we look at colonizing, when they came over and colonized America, they actually brought over this type of scientific racism, and it is known as European colonialism. European colonialism. They brought that with them when they came over, and it is nevertheless. So when you go back to, you know, 1500, 1600, you're saying 2025, this has been a part of the fabric of society, which is a very specific hate against someone who does not share the same pigment. Now, in the broader scheme of racism, racism really only matters if you have power. So those Nazis on the bridge, they really didn't have any power.
Right.
They were able to demonstrate, but they didn't have no power. Like I said, the young woman in Lincoln Heights patrolling with her AK, she too has the same rights that they have. Racism is a problem when you are on the other end, if the person who is wielding the sword of racism has power. If they don't have no power, it's just someone saying something disparaging about you. When we're talking about that broader context of someone disliking you because of the color of your skin, that started with European colonialism. And it is woven into our Constitution. So it is going to be a way of life, not just in America, but every continent on the planet that has brown people. They are going to deal with someone believing that they are superior. And we can't change them. We won't be able to change that until Yahshua comes back and changes the system. So as long as there is someone with a pale pigment and they are descendants of this European colonialism. So remember, Christ talked about genealogy in the scriptures. We're not talking about scripture, we're talking about these Nazis. But Christ told the Pharisees and Sadducees, "You said if you were alive, you would not have killed those prophets. But yet in the same breath, you admit that you are their descendants." So I'm letting you know, these European colonialism, they are the descendants of people who believe that they are superior, not because of their intellect, not because of their speed, but because of the color of their skin. So that one, I don't believe we're going to be able to totally rid ourselves of. But what we can do is meet that intensity. We simply have to meet that intensity. If they think they are superior because of their pale skin, well, it's okay for me to think that I'm superior because of my pigmented skin.
Right.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You know, me growing up in the South, I experienced...
It had to have been hard for you because you black.
It was different. I mean, I had a segregated prom, and I'm gonna be 55. Whoa. I'm gonna be 55 in June. I went to a segregated prom. But here's my philosophy, Bishop, has always been, okay, if you don't want me to eat in your restaurant, then I won't eat in your restaurant. Cause I probably
sound like me.
I ain't gonna trust the food no way.
You sound like me.
I mean, Big Mama food probably tastes better anyway.
Wait, that's who's cooking for them in their house anyway. Remember that. Big Mama cooked for all of them and their kids.
Yeah, well, we're right. But we can't eat we can't eat at the restaurant. This is kind of a conflict of interest, ain't it? Darkie can't eat in here, but Darkie can cook for us.
That is correct. So that's I'm okay with them. Let them have that superior concept. Let them have that mentality. We have to start being superior in our concept. And if you ask me, what do I dislike more, the Nazi sign or these black women wearing that stupid bag over their head that was meant for the shower, I would take the Nazi sign over that dang blasted bag, man. Get that off your head. What the what? What are we doing? Of course they're going to march. You got a bag on your head, man. You supposed to be superior, and you got a shower cap, and then you done decorated it. I'd rather see the Nazi flag than that dang blasted cap. How can we get rid of that? Jay Will, how can we get rid of that, man? What can we do?
Hey, listen, we can't get the Bishop riled up, man. You don't. You went in third gear. I tell you, turn your microphone down just a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You were peeking. So I did a little research. I don't know about the plastic bag, but yeah, y'all get rid of that bag so y'all can
thank you.
Have Bishop to calm down about that bag.
Thank you.
You're a queen, but you got a plastic bag. All right, we digress. We digress. I looked at a couple of things here, and it talked about the origins of the Nazi Party in 1918 through 1923.
Yes.
The Nazi Party grew out of a smaller group, a smaller political group with a nationalist orientation in the last years of World War I in 1918, and in a league called, I'm just going to say what the American translation is, the Free Workers Committee for a Good Peace was created in Bremen, Germany. In 1919, Anton Drexler founded the German Workers' Party. This party was formed from a group who had regularly meetings to discuss political matters. Mm-hmm. And then they brought in this young speaker called Adolf.
Correct.
Okay. So just to give, you know, a little backdrop, I mean, I've seen countless of documentaries about Adolf Hitler. My wife was always asking me, why are you watching all this stuff? And I said, because if I don't equip myself with what he did, we won't see it coming if somebody does it. So
agreed.
He was a mail carrier in the military. He was a unsuccessful art major. So he was an artist, unsuccessful in the military. He was a mail carrier, but he was an eloquent speaker, and he always paid attention to his photos and his imagery. So he would take hours and hours of photographs just to get the right picture so he can look a certain way. And when he spoke to this group, he was such a prolific speaker that they put him in charge. And so through that, I mean, it started off as, okay, we're going to do this because we're tired of the political madness that's going on in our society. And we're going to form this political group to talk about the policies of our government. And there it kind of just kind of expanded after that. And it expanded to, oh, well, the Jews are the reason all this stuff is happening. The Jews, we got to get rid of the Jews. And now we'll have a successful community again. We'll have a successful political agendas in our own city. And so that's kind of a backdrop. In 1920, they changed the name from National Socialist German Workers' Party to Nazi Party. So that name didn't come about until the 1920s when they changed it to Nazi Party. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that, you know, the Nazi Party of the mass movement known as the National Socialism under the leadership of Adolf Hitler, the party came into power in Germany in 1933 and governed by
totalitarian.
There you go. Help me out. You know,
I'm
getting old. You had a birthday. Happy birthday, Bishop.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah. Totalitarian methods in 1945, anti-Semitism was the fundamental to the party's ideology and led to the Holocaust of the Semitic State, sponsored the killing of 6 million plus Jews and others. And I'm telling you, when you look at what that symbol being displayed on that bridge and the history of what that represented, man, this is not the time nor the place for that. And this is the wrong city for that, too.
Well, first of all, amen, and I agree with everything you said. So when you're talking about nationalism, nationalism itself is just a strong feeling of devotion to your nation. Yeah. White nationalism is different. White nationalism is rooted in white supremacy. And again, that white supremacy goes back to what I said earlier, European colonialism. So when people are searching this, they'll be able to link the two together. White supremacy and European colonialism, that's what came, and this was long before Hitler rose to power.
Right.
That was the incubator for what Germany tapped into with a nationalist socialist movement under Adolf Hitler. In movies, you need a protagonist and an antagonist. So Adolf Hitler was able to successfully use something else. It's called propaganda. And he used propaganda against the Jews. And he put them in a ring and said, it is us against them. Protagonist, antagonist. He used propaganda to dehumanize them, to label them as, come on, Kendrick, they're not like us. But instead of Kendrick Lamar saying they're not like us, the Nazi says they're not one of us, which is totally different because Adolf Hitler, through his propaganda, was able to successfully dehumanize someone with the same exact color skin. So that's what, when we're talking about racism, we're talking about power. Adolf Hitler was white. More importantly than Adolf Hitler being white, this was a Jew-on-Jew crime. It's not spoken of enough. You've heard of black-on-black crime. You've heard about that because of propaganda and marketing. Adolf Hitler was a Jew.
Oh.
And his propaganda, Adolf Hitler was a Jew, without question. He was over 50% Jew. His mother was a Jew. So he was raised to keep Shabbat. He knew about Shabbat. He knew about dietary laws. So he himself was a Jew because his mom was a Jew, and he was raised in those traditions. So the point being, this was a Jew-on-Jew crime, but he was able to successfully separate himself from them, protagonist, antagonist, use propaganda, dehumanize them, use political power to do his maneuvering, and he was successful. But you got to tell him how the story ends, Jay Will. They met. It was the United States of America that matched Hitler's intensity. And if it weren't for the soldiers of the United States of America, then when Germany sought to not only, they had already taken over Europe, France, working on invading Poland, working their way over into Russia. If it weren't for the United States getting involved in that war after the Olympics, because Jesse Owens was the one that actually dispelled their white nationalist myth that they were superior. When Jesse Owens went over there, as pure black as black can be, and whipped and spanked their behinds, right, Hitler was very disappointed because he wanted to use the Olympics to highlight this European colonialism, birth of white nationalism, wrapped in the Nazi Party, saying that white people are superior in every aspect. That's just marketing and propaganda. There wasn't no truth to it. And the person who dispelled that on a big stage at the Olympics was Jesse Owens. And he showed them that he matched their intensity. I'm going back to it. I'm going to keep you. You see, that's my theme. Yes. Match their intensity. Jesse Owens matched Adolf Hitler's intensity, went in there and whipped their behind in 100-yard meters, the long jump, and the high jump. So as long as we're able to match their intensity and understand that this was a Jew-on-Jew crime that occurred, and that this white nationalism, white supremacy started with European colonialism, so that it's in the descendants of the people who we are dealing with. They might be able to navigate better than some, but they are the descendants. We must continue to match their intensity. So when they rise up, we have to be standing next to them and say, we want to do whatever you want to do next.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at that rate, let's do an eye for an eye, man. Because if you try to break in my house, mm-hmm, either you're going to be carried out by six or you're going to be carried out in multiple pieces.
No, I agree. So the scriptures gives us the latitude to not only turn the other cheek. I often teach people, the scripture says if somebody hit me, I'm supposed to turn the other cheek. But when you hit my wife, then it's game on, because that's not my cheek.
Right.
when you hit my son, that's not my cheek. That's not my cheek. That's my son's cheek. It's game on. So they can attack me, but they cannot attack my brother without a response. Because the scripture says, actually, I am my brother's keeper. I'm actually responsible for my brother. So we have to match the intensity. We turn the other cheek when they turn the other cheek. But when they go after our brother or they go after our sister, we are our brother's keeper. We are our sister's keeper. And we have a right to defend the gospel. We have a right to defend our neighborhoods. We have a right to defend our laws. We have a right to defend our freedoms to exist. And if someone is going to challenge that, take that cap off your head first, get an education, and then match that intensity with wisdom and education.
Bishop is stuck on them caps. Y'all please take the caps off. If y'all don't take them caps off. Oh, Lord.
But we have to match. So these, they don't get it. Again, I'm trying to help link. This can't go away because we are going to always deal with the descendants of this philosophy. So it's the only way it's going to die out is when Christ comes back and teach all men all things. They came to the bridge in Evendale. And I wanted to touch on something real quick.
Yeah.
They actually came from Columbus. They did this last year in Columbus in November in 2024. That neighborhood stood against them. But I just want you to know that they didn't kill it out in Columbus. And since they didn't kill it out in Columbus, it rebirthed itself in Evendale, in Lincoln Heights. Well, again, if we would have matched the intensity in Columbus appropriately, they would not have spread to Evendale. And when you look at Evendale, their hands are not clean. Lincoln Heights is the largest Black city in America. Historically, it was always the largest Black city in America until GE wanted to buy land. So the city zoning zoned all of General Electric's land and a good portion of what they call Evendale before Blacks had the right to do anything legislatively, and they had no rights before 1964 and before 1960. So way back in the 1940s and the 50s, Lincoln Heights actually went beyond what you call 75 today, where GE is located and where Evendale was located. But they did not want that historically Black city of Lincoln Heights to receive those tax dollars. So they actually cut out the land from Lincoln Heights legally, because we didn't have any rights, we didn't have any lawyers, and they gave that land to Evendale so that Evendale could receive that tax revenue, and then Evendale would be able to be employed by them. So the Nazis that came, they came to the location where historically I told you the generation that the parents of the children of the parents, they went and did exactly what their forefathers had done to the same Black community. Boy, man, y'all better research what I'm telling you. And what I'm, again, I lived in Woodlawn for over 20 years, so what I'm telling you is 100% true. These are the descendants of the same generation of people that took GE away from Lincoln Heights that would have propelled Lincoln Heights into even higher heights. So these are the descendants. And they came back and they wanted to reestablish. But in the 1940s and the 1950s, a sister could not carry an AK on the street. But in 2025, when they came, we was able to match the intensity. We could do it in 1940, could do it in 1930, could do it in 1960. But in 2025, y'all need to stop this shenanigans. Match their intensity. If they come with AK, you need to bring yours. You can stand your ground just like they can stand their ground. That's what I like about what happened now. We can stand our ground, and we need to stand up, stop writing letters, stop talking, stop praying, and start acting and do something. That's why I'm glad the sister's out there with the AK-47 patrolman.
Hey.
Can we talk a little bit about that, the vehicle that they drove in?
Oh, the U-Haul?
Yeah, the U-Haul.
Yeah, hold on. I got a video. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if it's
okay.
Here we go.
Lincoln Heights residents took a stand against white supremacists. While the neo-Nazis were there to spread hate, Jamal Howard says he had his own message.
They jumped into a U-Haul, man. We pushed up on the bridge, grabbed a flag, and as the people here, we burnt the flag right over there.
Howard was coming home from school and says he couldn't believe what he was seeing. He's feeling intimidated.
And I'm like, wow, we still doing that in 2025? We just got to have some meetings about it, because I'm fear of my life. I walk outside all the time, and now I got to be in fear just in case anything could happen now.
Other local leaders heard the same message.
This is a historic.
So, yeah, that they jumped into U-Haul.
All right, so to my knowledge, 2 points, and hopefully a reporter will hear this, because they can actually ask for the records through the Reporting Act. To my knowledge, the back of U-Hauls do not have seatbelts, to my knowledge.
That's true.
I don't think there's no seatbelts back then.
There's not.
So if there are no seatbelts, I want to see, because remember, these police are supposed to be citizen patrols. They're supposed to look at the law, and they're supposed to apply the law equally, irrespective of color or age. I want to know, and a reporter's going to have to do this and research this, did they at a minimum give the people who loaded in the back of that U-Haul a ticket for not being seatbelted, which is about a $500 fine apiece?
Well,
they all should have received the ticket for being in the back of that U-Haul and pulling off.
I could probably tell you that they did not get a ticket. Now, I can't validate that.
Well, a reporter would have to find out. No, a reporter would have to ask the records, and they can ask for those records. But we need to find out if they got a ticket. Now, it's not too late. They need to find them and ticket them because the police can do that. They need to give them a ticket for being in that U-Haul.
Yeah.
But that same U-Haul was actually parked also in front of the Lachlan Scoot. Can we talk about that, or did you want to go somewhere else?
No. Go ahead.
All right, so since that U-Haul won, they should have got a ticket because there are no seatbelts in the back of that U-Haul. And they had automatic weapons in the back of that U-Haul, which presented a whole other problem while they were in the back of there. So they had loaded weapons in the back of the U-Haul. But also, my understanding, that's the same U-Haul that they used to come down, and they parked in front of the Lachlan school. And the Lachlan principal saw that same vehicle, didn't know why it was parked there. In the state of Ohio, there's something called the safety zone, and no person is permitted to carry a loaded firearm. Now, loaded does not mean that it is in the trigger. A bullet is in the chamber. Loaded means that if the magazine has bullets in it and the magazines are inside of the gun, then that's loaded. In Ohio, you have to carry your bullets separately from your gun. Now, if you were in 1,000 feet of a school in Ohio, there's something called the school safety zone in Ohio. That is illegal to carry any firearms within 1,000 feet. And they were within 1,000 feet of the Lachlan school. So that's two things that we need reporters to do. One, did they get a ticket for getting in the back of that U-Haul without a seatbelt? And secondly, did they get a ticket for carrying a gun loaded 1,000 feet in front of a local school? And in the state of Ohio, you cannot carry it because it's called a safety zone in Ohio. You cannot carry loaded firearms. So we need to put reporters on that, and they need to suss that out just to make sure that these people, when they come to Cincinnati, they are held accountable. We got to match the intensity. I'm glad they was able to protest. I still rather see the Nazi sign in them bags over these sisters' heads. But let's make sure that we match the intensity and give them a ticket, one, for riding in the back of the U-Haul without a seatbelt, and then fine them for being in front of a school having loaded firearms so that they know not to come back to this city, because they're going to be held accountable to any laws that they break. But they can protest peacefully, but anytime you go across and you break any laws, you got to hold people accountable, no matter who they are.
Well, I can tell you right now, I wouldn't advise for them to come back, because the citizens over there are really angry at this, and they're not going to take that disrespect coming into their community with that foolishness.
Well, they got to be prepared to do what is necessary. And as long as Lincoln Heights, as a community, is prepared to do what is necessary, they can't provoke, but they have every right in the state of Ohio to carry a firearms. And now you don't even need a permit. All you have to do is buy a gun, pass a background check, or do like other people do, just go to a gun show and bypass the background check, bypass everything else. Just go to one of these gun shows that they offer in Wilmington all the time at one of the centers in Wilmington. Go to a gun show, buy a gun show there, buy an AK there. And then in the state of Ohio, you can walk around with that gun, and the police officers aren't allowed to do anything to you. And if they point their muzzle at you, you don't have to ask them or tell them, don't point your, or why are you? The minute the muzzle is pointed at you, You are now able to defend yourself from anything. That's all you got to do. They can't, you cannot point your weapon, and any weapon that is pointed, you learn this in training. If you point the weapon, you got to be ready to fire. So all you got to do is match the intensity. Go down there. The minute they raise their rifle up, you got to be quick draw, and be prepared to handle whatever needs to be handled. But again, to me, the goal is, like you're giving us the research of where Adolf Hitler came from. It started with the party of nationalism, very small party. They found a spokesperson through propaganda, rose up. Well, we now, through knowledge, through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, we have to rise up, but we must be willing at all costs to match their intensity. Whatever they bring, we got to be willing to bring it with us. And you got me sitting here, and I forgot, I got my company logo all on right now, and they're going to be like, I didn't give you permission to say that stuff. As a company logo. So everything I'm saying is Archibald Electric is not standing with anything I'm saying. I'm just wearing a shirt. But since I paid for this insignia, I should be okay.
Yeah. Well, we did the podcast disclosure at the front.
Yep.
This is just for
information. No, this is a company shirt. I did not realize. I didn't until I looked at that screen and I seen that. But I think they'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything that's going to incriminate them.
Yeah. The company has nothing to do with this. This is just me and Bishop having a conversation about what happened.
Correct.
Yep. So I want to go back to the American Nazis. Because
yes.
we know this is in Germany.
Right.
But in the 1930s,
yes,
they had the German-American Bund.
Yes.
And let me get this right. In the years before the outbreak of World War II, the people of Germany ancestry living abroad were encouraged to form citizen groups with German virtues around the world and lobby for causes to help the Nazi Party goals. Now, this is the 1930s, but well before the 1930s, we had the Klan. We had the Klan.
Yes.
America had the Klan. Germany had the Nazis.
Right. They were two different nationalism.
Two different nationalism, but they both stand for the same garbage.
White supremacy.
Yeah, it's the same garbage. I mean, you know, it's the same garbage regardless to me, because anytime you...
No, you're right, it is.
You escalate hate towards somebody else who's different than you, then... You know, it doesn't mean that you have to like what they do. It doesn't mean that you have to like what they say, but you have to respect who they are. Don't mean I agree with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna treat you differently because you're just different. But they operated about 20 youth training camps. I'm gonna tell you, this stuff is inbred. 20 youth training camps and eventually growing the membership to the tens of thousands among 70 regional divisions across the country. In 1939, the Bund held an Americanization rally in New York at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
The rally was attended by at least 20,000 people.
No, that's the same day Trump announced his candidacy. That's where he did that, on that same date of that memorial of that Bund party. Trump did that this year. Last year.
You know,
Same New York Gardens, yes.
It's funny you should say that, because I mean, I hear a lot of people saying that, you know, this administration, and I'm not saying it is or is not. I'm just saying what I've heard, that people claim that this administration is promoting racism. And I'm saying, you got to give me some proof. You got to tell me why you're saying that. And the only thing that can tell me is, oh, he's just racist. Oh, he's just racist. No.
Well, they're not educated.
I'm just saying, we hear a whole bunch of stuff, which is why I want to go to this next clip. And those of y'all, go to my YouTube page and y'all can see this clip. Maybe one day, Bishop and I are going to go live with this so y'all can make some live comments. Of course, your live comments, you know, we'll talk about that later on. But I want to show this clip of the inauguration. Since we brought up that he announced his presidency, you know, his candidacy, the same date, the same place where where these Nazi group had 20,000 people in, you know, Madison Square Garden. So I want to show this clip of the person that's responsible, that's helping him right now do some cleaning and maintenance in the government. Hold on.
I want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you. My heart goes out to you. It is thanks to you that the future of civilization is assured.
Now, people are talking about that, and I've heard some people talk about that. I don't know. He's from Africa. I don't know what kind of, you know,
South Africa. Yeah. He was raised under apartheid.
Yeah, but I don't know what type of DAP system they got over there, a greeting system they have over there. I ain't never been over there. But this right here, it ain't a good look.
Oh, no disagreement there. It is not a good look, but that was the first time I seen that clip. His angle was all off. His hand was like that to the side, so he's completely confused. So that's it. That's the Hail Hitler salute. So that's not Hitler. I don't know what that is. He's completely confused. That's Hitler. Hitler was a straight arm, just like that.
Okay.
That's Hitler. That shenanigans he was doing, he confused. So he don't even know his own history is the problem. I know his history better than he knows his history, and I know the salute better than he know the salute. So what he tried to do is say he was sending out a heart's greeting. That's why he did that. He's trying to say it's from my heart. But he knew what his intent was, but this billionaire don't even understand what the salute actually is. It is a very prominent, stiff hand forward, looking forward, thinking forward, and paying homage to what is forward. He's confused, but he was raised under apartheid. So he is under that European colonialism where they believe that scientifically that has been debunked, that a species, because of the pigment of their skin, is inherently superior. He's confused. I don't know that he is a racist, but I know he don't like people with brown skin. And that's that gentleman who you just showed. He runs a company, and I believe one of his products is an electric vehicle. Trump, on the other hand, and people need to really take their time and get this. Trump is not racist. If Trump was racist or a white supremacist, he would not have Jews for children, for grandchildren. His grandchildren are Jewish.
Right.
Trump is, before they painted Trump into being a racist, Trump was one of the first to embrace hip hop, rap, and the R&B culture. So Trump is what you would call an opportunist. He is transactional. If you love Trump, just ask Mayor Adams. If you love Trump, Trump loves you. Last I checked, you can't get no blacker than Mayor Adams, who's like from Jamaica. Who's right. Like the whole continent black. So he like black, like eyes black, the whole nine black. And if he was a Trump, was truly a white supremacist, he would have never helped Mayor Adams. Never. Right. He would have rotted in rot, but he helped him because the man is transactional. He's transactional. He's an opportunist. What Trump is a person that if you love him, he loves you. If you hate him, he hates you. And white supremacy, women do not have positions of power in white supremacist organizations.
Right.
Trump has always promoted women. He didn't just use them as sex symbols. Trump has always utilized women. And women have always been around Trump, and they've always advanced. But I'm not painting Trump as some type of hero. I'm just saying we are fighting the wrong fight, and we're matching the wrong intensity. That's how Kamala lost. Trump is not this evil, wicked, horrible thing. He is evil. He is wicked, and he is horrible, but he's still human. What I want to paint Trump as is you got to look at Trump like Satan, not the Satan, but you got to look at him like Satan. No. I'm going to put context. Okay. You got to look at Trump like Judas. So the scripture says all powers that be are ordained of God. So the Almighty set Trump in order, but the Almighty also used Satan to enter into Judas.
Right.
So even though Satan entered into Judas to betray Christ, Satan is not going to the kingdom of God, neither is Judas, but both were used of the Almighty for a purpose. Trump is not racist. His actions are evil. Whether or not he is or not, I'm not deciding that, but I'm saying his actions are evil and they are wicked. You can't grab women by their genitals and think that the Almighty is going to accept you. You can't walk around and say, they asked Trump a question, have you ever repented? He said, no, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't have to repent of nothing. So he don't qualify for kingdom access because he ain't even repented. That's basic. He is a vessel that the Almighty is using, but people are miscategorizing Trump.
So he's not a Nazi.
No, Trump ain't no Nazi. Trump is fascinated by how they ruled. But if Trump was a Nazi, he could not have given his wife. If Trump was a Nazi, he could not have married that foreign woman who is not a white woman. His wife is not pure white. Now, his first couple wives, they were white women. This woman that he has now, she don't classify as an acceptable wife for a white supremacist. She don't even speak the language. So, no, she don't count. You know, so I'm saying Trump is not what people are making him out to be. So they're fighting him incorrectly, which is why they keep winning. The reason why, and this is not politics, this is about these people on the bridge. And what I'm paralleling is the woman with the young sister with the AK, she matched their intensity properly because she had the law on her side.
Yeah.
The reason why the Democratic Party lost is because if we go back to this Revolutionary War, which is what we're talking about, but Nazism and racism, I'll let you know. So the 17th and the 18th century, that's where this nationalism movement actually rose with the Center, the Penta, and the Anna Maria, whatever them ships were. That's where this movement actually rose. But when the French came to regain their land, who sent all them people over here. So when the Europeans come back to regain their land, they were the ones wearing the red coats. And they fought with a very formal style. They stood up in rows, and they were very open, and they fired. Americans who were fighting for their freedom to be separate from them, they fought guerrilla style. And they told them, don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. But they weren't following traditional military fighting rules. And I'm telling you, the reason why the Democratic Party lost and are going to keep losing is because they still got that European colonialism in them, and they're standing upright, and they're firing, and their opponent is using guerrilla tactics, and they keep losing. They got to be... You gotta always, if you want to win a war, you gotta match the intensity. Whoever matches the intensity, and then overcomes the intensity of their opponent, that's the one that's going to win. So when it comes to white nationalism, we can never get rid of white nationalism. We can never get rid of white supremacy. But what we can do is match their intensity. When they show up, we simply got to show up. And we got to be willing to do what is necessary to show them I have a right to exist. And if you believe that you're superior just because of the color of your skin, not because you spend time in the gym, not because you dieted, not because you sharpen and hold your skills, well, let me put your skin up against my hours of technique, up against my hours of studying, up against my preparation, and then let's see who wins. And we should win that battle every time. But we got to stop writing statements. Stop writing. And you know what? I don't believe that the NCAA wrote the statement anyway. I think that was AI that did that for them anyway.
So. You think so?
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody writing nothing no more, Jay. Well, everybody using AI. That's why I like the podcast. They can't AI me. Not me, they can't. So everything else is AI.
I still write my own stuff.
Well, most people bought ChatGPT and got the paid version. So they're gonna run circles around you. ChatGPT.
They'll be able to run circles around me using the AI technology, but once the technology is no longer being used, they're gonna be inferior to my superior intellect.
Now you're matching that intensity. You see how that worked?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta match that intensity. Your research, your studying. When they power go out, they lost. And you're like, give me a typewriter. I got this. Give me a typewriter. I got this.
I still know how to load a ribbon.
Come on, man. You sound like me. Loading that ribbon, sticking the paper in the bell, and turning it. I'm there. That's where I started.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back here.
So this is a funny story that I ran across. Kanye West was sued by ex-Yeezy, a staffer, for comparing himself to Hitler, calling himself a Nazi.
What
do you think about that?
Wait a minute.
I can't make this up.
He was sued because he compared himself to a Nazi?
He compared himself to Hitler. And he identifies as a Nazi. As a matter of fact, I think he was just recently kicked off Spotify because he was selling apparel, you know, clothing apparel on Spotify.
Right.
And when they clicked on the link, it was a T-shirt with a Nazi emblem on the front of it. And they kicked him off, you know. So I'm just saying, what do you think about that?
Now, you said it's Kanye, right?
Yeah, it's Kanye West.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to put it this way. I think it's brilliant. Because if you want white supremacists to stop using the Dixie flag and the Nazi flag, black people just got to start gravitating towards it and using it as a symbol. So to me, I'm hoping he's matching the intensity. That's what he's trying to do. Because if you want the Dixie flag to stop flying, black people just got to start embracing it and wearing it everywhere. They'll get tired of it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care nothing about no Dixie flag, no blue flag, no pride flag.
Good point.
I don't care nothing about them flags. Look, people just flags. You could put a flag on, you could put the Dixie flag, the rebel flag on your head and wear it. I don't care.
No, it don't bother me.
I got on a Batman shirt right now.
Right.
I like the Batman shirt. What matters is whether you got on a suit, whether you got on some jeans, what matters is the respect that you show other people and the self-respect that you show yourself.
Right. No, I agree. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, I can care less about that flag. But listen, I wanted to go here. Currently in Ohio, we have, you know, nationalist groups in Ohio. And I feel like the people need to know this. Bainbridge, they have the Aryan Nations of Ohio. They got the American Nazi Party. They have the Covington Creativity Movement. They have the Parma National Alliance. They have the National Socialist Freedom Movement. They have the Toledo National Socialist Movement. They have the Crestline Sadistic Souls Motorcycle Club. And three of these groups are found in Kentucky. In Indiana, the Indiana Nazi groups, they have the Warsaw White Aryan Resistance and the Gallows Tree, Walton Volk Alliance. And so they all use the swastika as their symbol. And I wanted to dive into what the swastika really means, because what they're using it for and what the real origin of the swastika is two different things.
Correct.
So the swastika comes from Sanskrit svastika, which means good fortune and well-being.
Correct.
So the motif, a hook cross, appears to be first used 7,000 years ago in Eurasia. But they took this thing that was supposed to be something that means good fortune and well-being and flipped this thing. So now every time we see it, we don't think of good fortune, well-being, or prosperity. All we see is a symbol of hate.
Correct.
This is a prime example of what God meant for good, the devil turned it for bad.
That's true.
Every time we see this symbol, it doesn't matter. In my research, I found that Hindu rites and festivities frequently utilize the swastika as a symbol of good luck.
Right.
So they to promote positive energy to their life. They actually wear these gold swastika pins.
Right.
Can you imagine if we're an American that really don't understand that the swastika was really not a bad emblem until they took it and flipped it? But if we see a Hindu wearing a swastika, we're ready to jump on them, and it's a part of their culture. It means good fortune and prosperity.
Correct. Well, education is key, and being well-read is key, and understanding that a symbol is just a symbol. The hate is actually emanating from an individual, not the symbol. There is no hate emanating from lines and colors. They're just lines and colors. Hate comes from humanity. It comes from your heart. Yahshua said, it's not what goeth in that defileth a man, but what cometh out. Uh-huh. That defileth the man. He said, what goes in comes out the drought. But so all these are symbols. So that's why I feel the same way you do about any flag. It's just a symbol. It's the person. That's where a remedy or help or action needs to take place. Now, you can carry a swastika and mean peace. And if you come in peace, you will be able to leave in peace. But if you come with vengeance, if you come with vileness, you come with animosity, well, then somebody's got to match that. Now, I do believe that light still shines through darkness. So if somebody comes to me with vileness and hate, I believe a soft answer is able to turn away wrath. I still believe that. You have to be willing to match the intensity of the person who's coming. And when it comes to that symbol, I feel the same way you do. It's just a symbol. It's just a flag. But the individual, that's where the problem lies. So I never got upset. Listen, Martin Luther King never got upset. Luther King was in a neighborhood, and somebody spit on Martin Luther King, and it was someone with a lighter pigment than him. And then the neighborhood came to him and said, well, that's why I can't follow you and your movement, because you allowed that man to spit on me. He said, well, I tell you what, look at your neighborhood. Look at where you live. Do you realize that man that spit on me, that's just a deflection. You need to work on getting having economic capabilities. You need to become educated so that you can understand how you can write laws that will be able to allow you to experience economic empowerment. We're still upset that somebody's spitting on us, and we're not educating ourselves and understanding how to use the legislative process. We're not educating ourselves so that we can experience economic prominence. All we're doing is getting upset over, as you're stating, these symbols. But, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King said, it's just spit, man. There's a bigger fight. Look at the community that you live in.
Right.
Don't worry about somebody spitting on you. Worry about getting out of this community. And I feel the same way you do. I am not going to allow them, which is why the Democrats lost again against Trump, to chase no squirrel. I'm not chasing no stinking squirrel. I am going to the heart of the problem. Why is this happening? And like even in 2025, I know LeBron and, you know, my prayers are always towards LeBron and a lot of the things that he's doing. But when you look at someone like Elon Musk, who bought X, we can do the same thing. You know, I was alive. You was alive when Russell Simmons started BET.
Oh, yeah. Def Jam.
And me and you were alive when he sold it. So I'm saying, but when are we going to get in that other space? We have the economic resources. There's no reason why we could not have pulled our resources together to buy or create a large social media platform to begin to send out a different narrative. We keep joining these other platforms. LeBron is in partner with somebody creating something, but it blew something. I don't know if about it, but I do know that he's trying to get into a space where there's more positive information out there or some type of social networking. I'm not mad at Elon Musk because we didn't match his intensity. I'm not mad at Zuckerberg because he stole somebody else's idea. Colonialism has done that from the ages. China has perfected reverse engineering and they're stealing from everybody. They learned that from the colonists. So they're stealing everybody's stuff because these other people have been stealing everybody's stuff. But I'm saying, when are we going to match the intensity of some of these much larger conglomerates and these social media platforms, pull our resources together to get behind somebody to create something so that we can get that narrative out there about another type of superiority? Yeah. To me, that's the next iteration of us actually fulfilling Martin Luther King's dream of we shall overcome. Until we get into that iteration where we pull our resources together and we actually own these spaces and we can actually push a narrative out there. Like I say, Russell Simmons was the first, but he sold his. And we've not had, to my knowledge, anyone else out there that got like that, or no one else has been allowed to get back in that space to push that narrative. But it ain't nothing stopping us from doing it. Somebody just got to do it.
Somebody got to do it. Now, I do got to circle back because although the swastika, they using it for bad, it was actually meant for good. And, you know, people wearing a swastika wouldn't bother me and you, but I would not recommend that person putting that swastika on walking down the street in Cincinnati. It ain't going to end well.
No. I don't recommend no hate symbol.
No.
Walking anywhere with any hate symbol. Yeah, because people don't understand. You got to deal with people where they are, not where you want them to be. And again, that's why the Democrats lost the election. They're trying to deal with where they want people to be and not where they are. You got to deal with people where they are if you want to be able to make positive gains and positive progress. And I just want you to know, I'm not a Democrat. I am what Frederick Douglass was, but I am not a Trump supporter. I can assure you of that. No. Uh-uh. I'm a Colin Powell a Republican. Yeah, I'm a Colin Powell. No, I'm with him. I'm with Frederick Douglass. I'm with him. I'm not with the shenanigans.
I'm a J. Will supporter.
Yeah, you got to support J. Will. You got to support J. Will. But in America, though, that's something that that's the other thing. So in America, if we want to win, I'm saying as a color, we have to understand the rules of engagement. I told you about that French Revolution War, how the United States were able to peel themselves away. They didn't fight in a regimented style. They fought guerrilla style. Wait till you see the whites of the eyes, hiding and all that kind of stuff. If we don't understand the rules of engagement, we're going to keep losing, man. And one of the things that we are going to have to learn that we got to all participate in is the one right that my daddy, when he was born, didn't have it. But when he died, he had it. That's the power to vote. And it's not just voting. It's being able to write legislation. Do you realize Trump just put a executive order re-implementing being able to bribe other nations so that we can get their way?
Really?
Yes. But that's how you work the system. You got to meet people where they are. At the core, Jay Will, a law is written by men, and you don't even need AI. Remember, you don't need AI. You write it yourself. It's written by men. So once you get it written by men, then you have a whole government standing behind you to uphold that said law. That's what Martin Luther King was trying to teach all of us about somebody spitting on him. You're fighting the wrong battle. Until we are able to make legislative change, there can never be real lasting change. You got to do it through the legislative process. And in America in 2025, we really can do it. I mean, without question, we can do it.
We can do it.
But we got to educate people. You got to educate people. But I agree. The swastika sign started off with hope. They took and flipped it like a lot of people do. And now people see it as hate. You know you can't brandish a swastika in Germany, though, right?
Really?
It's not allowed. No, it's no. So there's no museums honoring Adolf Hitler in Germany.
Can you blame them?
That's my point. So in the origin, if they're not going to celebrate it, should nobody celebrate? If they're not happy about it, should nobody be happy about it? In Germany right now, you can't do any of what they're doing today in America. You cannot do in Germany. No.
I will say that considering that we are in America, you can wear any type of emblem you want to wear.
Right, right.
You just have to be willing to accept the residual that happens after that.
Well, but we got to bring the residual. That's the problem. Well, that's why they're wearing it.
I guarantee you, if they go back to Lincoln Heights, they're going to see some residual.
I hope so.
Well,
I hope she's standing guard.
I don't wish any harm on any man, because Bishop, we've all had our ignorant moments,
right?
And we just don't want people to be, you know, gunned down, and we're not advocating violence. We're just saying matched intensity. You come in my
that's what we're saying.
You come that's in my saying. Neighborhood with this stuff, then, you know, I'm going to meet you with the same intensity that you have. We're not talking about violence. We're not talking about going and taking by force. We're not talking about murdering anybody, throwing them off the bridge. We're just saying we have to defend our communities with the same intensity that they're bringing to us.
That's right.
That's all we're saying.
And all under the law. All under the law. You can carry a gun, so can I. Hey, you point yours at me, I point mine at you, but I fire first. That's what happened.
Let's go back to this 14th Amendment. We all deserve equal protection under the law.
No, we all got it. So we all have it. But I'm not going to say that word again. But if they take that stupid stuff off their head and get in them books, they can do it. They can do it. No, we got to. We just got to educate ourselves.
Y'all get rid of them bonnets. Please get rid of them bonnets.
Get rid of that, man. Get rid of that. Bishop, it's killing us, man.
Bishop, we got to go. But now, don't hang up, though, because I want to talk to you a little bit more. And y'all stay tuned. We got something coming. We're going to be talking about next week, the fires in California. Mm-hmm. And y'all going to want to stay tuned for that. But until next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. Oh, wait a minute. Don't wait till you get sick to go to the doctor. Get yourself checked out. Go get your A1C, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, all this good stuff checked out, and get some life insurance. Don't have your family strapped selling chicken and fish dinners and chitlins and gizzards trying to raise money to buy you a casket and a new suit. Get you some life insurance. All right. May the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord God give you peace. Don't forget to check out J. Will Gospel Radio. All right, we're out of here.